Clock every weekday morning, Barbara Friedman comes into studio, lets us know what's been trending online. She and her team are in charge of our social media as well as curating our website, capetalk.co.za. We're talking about angry South Africans today, Barbara. Just in 30 seconds, why are South Africans so angry?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. Why are they angry?
I just feel we are angry
haven't
nation.
Haven't people been angry for a long time? They're more angry now?
Well, there's a message here saying that I've traveled a bit and I find South Africans to be, you know, quite short-tempered and curt and short more than other people around the world. That's just a topic of conversation which I'd like to have
on
the show today. But you are here to tell us what is trending online.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever spoken about Kim Kardashian on the segment, even though if social media had a face, it may well be hers.
Except this time she didn't show her face.
How's that for a good segue? So, she went to the Met Gala, which people might not know what the Met Gala is. So it's this annual event in New York. I think it's hosted by the Metropolitan Museum, or it's a charity in aid of the Metropolitan Museum. And it's a kind of fashion signifying event for the year. Still don't quite understand it because the outfits are...
You can see my level of interest.
But the outfits are, for even those of us that maybe are not slaves to fashion, the outfits are, they're meant to be over the top.
Look,
they're meant to be bizarre.
Apparently the guest list is curated by Anna Wintour.
Wow.
Herself. And it's this hoity-toity dinner. And you pay hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars for a table of that dinner.
Do you pay millions? Okay.
And then apparently a theme is set for the evening.
Which this year was America, a lexicon of fashion. So I looked that up, you know, to see what exactly that means. When I saw Kim K's dress, which let's describe for those people who are not fashion fundies, she was dressed head to toe in a black skin tight. I don't know how to describe it.
It's one of those suits that you have in for green screen in a movie.
So, right, so I suppose that's a good way of example.
Especially fixed guys, they wear this full green suit.
But
you sometimes
black.
See it at the cricket. You sometimes see it, you know, amongst fans at the Cape Town Sevens. And she was dressed completely in this black suit.
She was, although it wasn't like the green screen stuff is just completely body fitting, but she did have a few extra things. Like she had like a little tail dressy thing and, you know, there were a few other little bits and pieces, and it was, just Balenciaga, as I understand it, which she apparently had asked for this design. And the socials are just, I mean, obviously some people that just adore everything she does, but there are a lot of people who are like, what on earth was this? No one knew at first if it was her because her face was completely covered. But then, of course, it became clear that it was her. A lot of people said she didn't know she was into Harry Potter because she'd come as a Dementor. And there were lots of memes, as you can imagine. Yeah. Very funny memes. I think she was standing next to Kendall Jenner, where it said, "This is you at a party with your anxiety."
With my crippling depression.
With my crippling depression, exactly. Or anxiety or shadow or...
I'm not a follower of whatever Met Gala things they are, but I do follow social media, and of course social media. And there was I don't know who this person is, but she had a horse inspired dress.
Yeah.
She was essentially in a horse costume and a little bit of horse couture.
Horse couture.
Second, Facebook has repeatedly found, surprise, surprise, that Instagram is harmful to a number of teenagers. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's such a conclusion. But I think the point is that the Wall Street Journal has got hold of these documents. Mm. And so their article's behind a paywall, if you don't subscribe. But a few of the other media houses have kind of curated that article and given us an insight into it. And what seems to have happened is that the Wall Street Journal has got its eyes on these slides from the Facebook presentation. And the presentation is quite It is quite startling, though, the way they acknowledge that body issues are made worse for 1 in 3 teenage girls. Mm. This Facebook presentation said on the internal slides. And that teens blame Instagram for increases in the rate of anxiety and depression. Mm. And this was done, obviously, through focus groups and a lot of research. And, you know, among teens who reported thinking about suicide, 13% of British users and 6% of American users traced the desire to take their own lives to Instagram.
Wow.
The WSJ reported after seeing one of the presentation slides, understanding that 40% of Instagram users are 22 years old and younger. 22 million teens log onto Insta in the US each day. Which is a lot higher than Facebook, because we know Facebook's for us for the older people. I don't know. I kind of feel if you've got a teenage girl, you might want to go and read about this.
It's something that would not take a behavioral scientist
up.
Just from the younger people in my life, my nieces, the kids who are teenagers and have all the social media apps, and you know, the parents try to keep an eye on what they are consuming, but it wouldn't take a behavioral scientist to figure out how detrimental social media and body image can play such a major role on the formative brain of a young person.
Can I just make one last comment on that? I mean, I'm thinking back to the sort of 70s going into the 1980s where women's fashion magazines were very much part of life. Mm. And I mean, I know I would buy quite a lot of them. And it became clear on some of the books that were written about body images then. That's when in the early 80s, things like anorexia and bulimia became more recorded and more documented. And it was, you know, fashion magazines began to do a lot of features where they try to balance out their fashion spreads with a deeper understanding about other issues. Mm. But if you think about now what's happening on Instagram, there isn't any of that amelioration. There is no content to counter those images, which the magazines began to do. That's just a thought I had now. So here you're literally just scrolling through picture after picture of perfection, and you feel less than.
I don't think we should exclude boys from this
conversation. No, definitely
and how,
not.
Body dysmorphia so and the
there's
image.
No context, though.
Exactly. And finally, we're staying with social media.
Yeah, today's
and
a
this,
day of
this
it.
Is a warning of why you should not answer certain meme questions on Facebook.
Right. So I must say I didn't think this through, maybe because I'm older. And I remember seeing this. I think I've even mentioned it on the segment once long ago. I mentioned one of these things that had got so many millions of replies. So it's these memes you see where it's got one question like, only using a food, tell us where you live. You know, random line from a movie that you've seen, or does anyone remember their childhood phone number? First time on a plane, where did you go? Etc., etc. And this particular man took to Facebook. I think he's involved in some kind of cybersecurity. His name's Neil Taylor. And he said, it really bothers him. He said, these are examples of data mining that is on Facebook now. And people are willingly giving out the information to what he says are hackers about where they live, their phone numbers, their age, and from all these things. And think back to your bank accounts when they ask you those questions. What was your first car? What was what was this first street you ever lived on? What was the name of your first dog? Now, if you answer all of these questions on these memes and someone's behind this, they can literally work out your sort of top 10 things like this and work out your passwords, hack your password. It's food for thought. No?
I think all these things of what we do online is the trade-off of the involvement and being part of something versus your own personal online security. Remember, we were taking pictures of what we would look like if we were old, and you had to post
Absolutely.
A picture, and then there was a concern, oh, they're just wanting to mine your pictures because you give them access to your phone. I guess it's a trade-off. Of course, we should be
But these are very
worried.
Blatant. How old will you be in the year 2050? Oh, right. Now I know how old you were.
Well, unless they
are. What was the first car you owned? No lying, it says. I remember my bank account literally asked me that question, and it's one of my security. I mean, one of my security questions for my banking. I think. What was my first car?
Well, if someone found out who my primary school teachers were, then
exactly. There we go.
Barbara Friedman, she's back with us tomorrow. I'm Bob's Wire. Thanks so much for joining us. Find these and other stories on our website, capetalk.co.za.